Some opponents of U.S. farm policy believe that eliminating farmers' safety net would set a good example for foreign nations and would help further a free trade agenda. But John Gilliland, a trade expert with Akin Gump in Washington, disagrees.
Unilaterally eliminating our farm policy without first securing commensurate gains from our trading partners would be foolish.
And foreign governments are unlikely to reform their programs, according to Gilliland.
Foreign governments have their own market access barriers and subsidies for their own reasons. For example, support their own farmers, preserve their own rural development needs, and they're not going to simply eliminate their own farm supports and market access barriers because those needs that they have at home would still be there.
Instead of unilateral disarmament, Gilliland expects Congress to strengthen America's policy in the next farm bill.
I think the core principles of our farm policy will remain in place. That would be meaning a strong safety net, reliable access, credit and risk management, and a transparent and predictable set of rules. It looks like the changes that they're focusing on right now are actually to strengthen the safety net, find ways for it to work better.
Learn more at sugaralliance.org. For the International Sweeteners Symposium in San Diego, I'm Eric John Magnuson.